Hey, everybody. Merry Candle Nights. It's your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, here.
And here's your babyest. Baby, Griffin McElroy. Hi.
Happy holidays, Griffin.
Happy holidays to you, my good friend Justin.
So we're fresh off the, dare I say, triumph.
Do we sound hungover? Because
we is hangover. We're fresh off the triumph, Candle Nights 2014. Thank you to everybody who came to the show here at Huntington City Hall. You're about to listen to the show right now. I think you'd be pleased. I think it's the best audio quality we've gotten from a live show, basically ever.
A wonderful surprise. Better than the audio quality of the people who are actually there, which if you were there and you had trouble hearing us, sorry about that. The room was built long before amplified sound had been invented. And so I guess that maybe there's a lot of echoing. So sorry about that. Listen to it now. And maybe you'll get the goose that you missed the first time around.
Speaking of missed goose, since you're not physically there, a few things you should know. At the beginning, our dad is dressed like his character from the Adventure Zone, our D&D podcast. So if you hear people laughing, that is why.
Also, he's a silly looking man, just in general.
And that is, what else do they need?
We were dressed as the ghosts of Christmas from A Christmas Carol.
So if you hear us referencing that.
That's what that was.
I'm sure you can find images of that.
Yeah, just Twitter, do a Twitter search. I mean, I don't want to introduce more work into our podcast. Listening to our podcast is already
kind of
work.
A chore.
Yeah. So hoarse, aren't
I know.
We?
It's a long night. But we hope you enjoy the live show. We'll be back in the middle to talk about a couple of sponsors. But it's an extra long episode, so
and it's clean.
It's clean.
If you want to share it with family, might be kind of a weird one since it was a live environ. But we hope you enjoyed it. Oh, and we also got a day named after us.
Yes,
by the mayor.
December 20. If yesterday felt different to you, it's because December 21st, 2014 was MBMBAM Day in Huntington.
That's true. That's not like a goof. We got a proclamation. It was signed and stamped and delivered.
So there you go.
There
it is. So anyway, that's going to do it for us right now. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
I am Merle Highchurch of the popular podcast, The Adventure Zone. You can tell because of my dwarfy voice. The Adventure Zone, one of the four most popular podcasts in existence. All right, let's get down to business. Yeah. Did you wash your hands when you were done?
No.
Let us begin. The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids. Well, this show kinda is for young adults. This show isn't for real little kids, which I only mention so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool babies?
He was at half mast before, but now we can begin.
Hello.
If you all knew how many dubstep Christmas songs.
There's a lot. You can fade the dubstep out. It's pretty terrible.
Infinity dubstep Christmas songs. Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm the lead singer of the Polyphonic Spree, apparently, tonight. I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm going to have to take my mask off because my breath is fogging up my glasses. Because I'm the coolest kid.
Yeah, let's... does everybody have that out of their system? You get it?
Ghost.
Can we take... Okay.
I can't... Wait, hold on. I can't take off. This is like caked on for a week. I'm going to be opening my presents like this.
Oh, we should say, listeners at home, we had a hilarious opening bit where we were dressed as the ghosts. And Justin, he has a lovely green robe and a... Like,
are you going to Garrison Keillor this whole thing? Well, or can we just do the show?
Well, I remember in Lake Wobegon when three brothers would really earn attention.
If you're listening and you're not here, I'm wearing like a cool pair of slacks that I got from Neiman Marcus and like a fashionable, trendy, but not too trendy plaid shirt and then like a square cut wool tie. I look awesome.
He looks really great.
You know what I actually learned? I'm wearing gaudy white face paint. Do you know how when you get a tan and it makes your teeth look whiter?
Mm-hmm.
The opposite happens.
With that, what was the first thing we were going to talk about? All the show prep, just because the first bit worked so good that I was like, man, that was funny. And that's all I can think about right now.
I spent $85 on this costume altogether. 90s are expensive. Another thing I learned, 90s are expensive, and that I wear an extra, extra large in women's for 90s.
Perfect.
These things are hard to urinate around, but I suppose that's not really their intended purpose. Should we start doing advice?
Well, the first thing I wanted to talk about, just to lead off, is just a thank you that it's my brother and me.
Happy Mabim Bam Day, everybody.
Happy Mabim Bam Day.
That, I cannot stress to you, goofs aside, let's get genuine. That was a real honor. It was a really sweet thing.
What an honor that was.
It was like a really sweet thing, and it was emotional. Like, this is my hometown, you know? I love Huntington. But I noticed on the proclamation that it says that December the 21st, 2014 is Mabim Bam Day. It is not an annual occurrence. And that's, you know, fine. Most people don't even get the one day. I do wish the mayor had told me in the morning.
Right.
That I got a day.
That's like a snow day when you sleep till 11, and it's like, I miss half the snow day.
To be more accurate, it's like a snow day, but you just went to class for like 7 hours. It's like, I got 4 hours of my special day left, and I'm going to spend it in clown makeup. Fantastic.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's a huge honor.
Oh, my God.
Huge honor.
Whoa.
No question.
But what rights and privileges do you think we've earned from this?
For the next 3 hours, you're asking?
Yeah, like free fruit at every vendor. Like,
what do you think
we get?
Yeah, at the fruit vendor.
You know,
the fruit vendor.
Good
pull.
The old tiny Huntington fruit. Here in Huntington. Huge fruit vendor population.
I'm just saying, I wish the mayor had shook me awake at 1 a.m. I don't know why he would be there.
Griffin. Kisses on the ear.
Griffin, it's Steve. Wake up, it's Steve. You're missing it.
I wish Steve had shook me away. He's got a key to the city. He can open any door.
That's a great point.
You look radical right now, Justin. I'm saying...
fat Jesus look?
He's removed his fat Jesus beard, and now he's just got fat Jesus hair, and he looks pretty awesome.
This is the fullest embrace I could do of Jimmy Buffett's style without actually going to like his concerts.
I hope you guys enjoyed the Buffett buffet in the waiting interim that Justin definitely put together for you.
I slaved over that playlist. It only had 2 James Buffett songs.
Can we answer some questions?
Okay, who here has never listened to My Brother, Me before?
Okay, oh, God.
Wow.
So no one wondered off the streets of Huntington.
I heard one woo that started like...
So we have an advice show for the modern era, and now, like Chilean miners, we will emerge from...
No.
Chilean miners aren't still hot.
Well, no.
You know what? It's candle nights. Do it again. I'm going to lean into it.
Okay. Like Chilean miners emerging from the ground.
It's been 38 minutes. Can we answer a question?
Yeah. We turn your questions, alchemy-like, into wisdom. It's what we do here on the show. So let's take some of your questions. Some of you may be in the audience. So if you hear your question, start listening.
Okay. Pay attention.
Because we're going to answer it.
And we're not going to read it twice. That's
and if
not
you don't
do.
Hear your question, it was bad.
You did a bad job.
Maybe next Candle Nights. Although
next year is
a Candle Nights leap
year. Candle Nights 2015.
No Candle Nights next year, but 2016 you come back double hard.
Every 4.5 years.
I have a close family. This is the question. It's not me. I have a close family member who often indulges in the eggnog a bit too much during the Candle Nights. It could be me. It's not, but it could be. This often results in wackiness, followed by awkwardness, then sadness.
Like a clown.
Like a clown, Travis, yes. How do you deal with the awkward situation of someone drinking a bit too much during the holidays?
Fun starter. Super That's fun right. opener for our comedy holiday podcast.
Designated driver in Dirty Jersey.
Are you here?
Perfect.
No.
Cool, lol. You know, when you think someone is drinking too much at a holiday party, what you really have on your hands is a question of perspective, because you're not drinking enough.
Unless you are, as you literally just said 20 seconds ago, the designated driver.
That was for, and by I figured that was just a little bit of
any other episode? Any other episode would have put a swear word in there, but I didn't because it's Candle Nights.
You guys are missing the best part of this situation.
What's that, Travis?
So the hardest thing about Candle Nights is not knowing what to get someone, right? Right?
Right.
I guess, okay. Yeah. There's a lot of rituals that are hard to complete.
It's a made-up fake holiday. I guess that's the hardest
what
part.
What do you get someone ever? But what I'm saying is this provides you the opportunity to give the best present, which is your silence.
Oh, like, Uncle Greg, I'm keeping your secret.
Uncle Greg, this year, not going to tell anyone.
Go ahead, party dog.
Can you get Uncle Greg an even better present, which is that you get drunker than Uncle Greg?
Yes!
Uncle Greg, I am your wingman of drunk.
People are going to tell stories about me, Greg. You let me find out. I'm going to be the embarrassment this year, Uncle Greg. Well, for every drink you drink, I'm going to drink one more drink. So drink away, Uncle Greg. I got your back, homie.
I mean, he's earned it.
You've earned it, Uncle Greg.
You work so hard. 364 days out of the year,
you work your
behind off. Again, another swear opportunity that I pass by. I let it go. I forget the rest of the stuff I was going to say. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah. Lay off Uncle Greg, please, for a second.
This Yahoo, if you don't listen to the show and you were just quiet because you're nervous, I get it. We do Yahoo Answers questions. They're all terrible. This one was sent in by, let me turn up the brightness. Oh, I have my glasses right here. Now I look like a spooky nerd. This one, it adds some contrast. This one was sent in by Leanna Callon, who asks, how big are elves? My dad and I are arguing about this. He says that they are all little people. That's not what they said. Yahoo, you need to learn some stuff about. They are all little people like the Kevlar elves.
Okay.
Ah, man.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's elves that...
Like a SWAT team elf.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go!
Go, go, go!
Blast him!
Slice by!
Slice the pie!
You would think the tree
Flash
would...
Flash bang out!
You would think the tree would stop the bullet, and it wouldn't even get in... Anyway.
They have to protect the elf president.
Sure.
No!
They are all little people, like the Kevlar elves. And I say that some are human-sized, like Legolas. He doesn't believe me.
Okay.
This person is proposing because they say some are Legolas size, which would mean that
there are
some...
There are different phylum of elves.
But there are elves that are both Keyblar elves.
Kevlar.
Kevlar elves. Oh, maybe it's a copyright problem. Kevlar elves, y'all know what I mean.
Wink.
You get it.
On the deep web.
The cookie ones. But the idea that there are some that are Legolas-sized and some that are Kevlar-sized.
Legolas was not... have you seen the movies? He's not this tall. He was, like, wicked tall. He was, like, super big.
He's a really big dude.
Which is funny, elf. Because Orlando Bloom is big.
Yeah, he's knee-high to a frog. Do you think that maybe they're interspersed at the North Pole? You roll up, and, like, every fifth one is Kevlar-sized. And the rest is just all Orlando Blooms as far as the eye can see.
That would put a much different sheen on the children's movies when kids get whisked away magically to the North Pole, to Santa's factory. Can you imagine opening the door?
It's just 28
Just a 28-year-old dude.
What's up? Hey.
How's it going?
You want me to make it a toy or what?
What do you need?
You just want to hang?
PlayStation Vita? I've got a block of wood and a hammer. That's about the best I can do.
There's the two tools I have. Can I make you something with that?
Maybe they're partners, and you need the Kevlar owls to do the little detail
work. The doohickeys.
Okay.
And then the Legolases do the body work.
Yeah, they do, like, the big parts. They build the case, and then every elf is assigned his buddy elf.
Oh, my God.
And
if one dies, the other one has to kill themselves.
Exactly.
It's a life bond between a big
Welcome
elf and a...
Welcome to the North Pole. Also, I need you to sign this.
this death...
Don't Definitely. Pay attention to the fine print. We've had some staffing issues lately.
The Kevlar elves' lifespan is 15 years and the Legolas is 85.
So what I'm saying is, I guess, live it up. I'm Santa?
How many HR issues?
That's why he leaves. Christmas Eve is the one night a year Santa just can't take it anymore. What is this factory I've set up?
What have I done with my life?
I get so many blooms wasted.
I get attached to elves that die after 15 years. I kill beautiful 28-year-old men.
I've killed so many Legolas.
What am I? I gotta get out of the house. It's Christmas Eve.
The cookies will wash away the pain.
The cookies will make me forget about the terrible system I've created.
Elizabeth Town was such a bad movie for him to go out on. That movie was garbage. How many HR violations do you think you'd run into at an all Orlando Bloom work facility? Because I would discover that magic kingdom. I would just run through just pinching cheeks.
like their cheeks? Oh.
But then I'd hit a Kevlar elf and I'd be like, snap, and I'd break his neck. No!
And then you have to kill the
And then
bloom.
You have to kill the bloom.
For balance.
And that's Elf on the Shelf 2.
And that's the plot of Elf on the Shelf 2.
God, Justin, I just realized you're not wearing an undershirt either. You've got a lot of looks going on. Travis, you look great too, but...
No.
Do you want to read another question?
Our extended family holiday gatherings are the usual affair.
Merry Christmas.
After stuffing ourselves on masses of food, our sweet Nana has forced an extensive carol sing into a tradition. Needless to say, everyone hates it. But even worse, hang in there, even worse is the fact that she just sits there refusing to sing while silently judging our worth as her progeny based on how into the third verse of Good King Wenceslas we are. How do we get out of this without poisoning the mashed potatoes? It's a dark turn at the end. Musically morose in Ontario, Canada.
Okay, I didn't realize that was a method of murder. I thought that was like a fun idiom. Like, I really poisoned the mashed potatoes this time, huh?
You thought the Canadians just had completely different idioms from us?
Oh, man, maybe. I'm sorry, you guys. I tried to get it done on time, but I really killed my grandma on that one.
I'm just imagining this, like, Emperor Palpatine-esque figure just, like, sitting on a throne, just like, yes, this pleases me. My puppets of flesh.
Really hit the high C, Skylar.
Sing to Nana.
My angels of music.
Angela, sing for me. What is this character?
It's the Nana.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
It's the
Nantha.
I want you to own it.
Oh, God. I'm just going to pretend that this isn't an actual thing that happens in the world because it makes me so uncomfortable thinking about it.
Is it possible?
Wait, maybe Nana doesn't tell you where she is in the room and it's like Elf on the Shelf. You have to find your Nana and she's spying on you somewhere watching you sing and you don't know where.
She's in the cabinet like the Babadook. Is your grandma Babadook? We didn't even consider the possibility. Are you
Mama
here?
Duke. No, nothing.
Again, another one.
Mama Duke.
Is it possible that your Nana knows how much you all hate it, but you all piss her off so much? She's like, I'm old. Sing the song again. Almost.
He stopped it. He stopped. That was good.
Hold on, but you have to play it out like a different word. That's the game.
You didgeridoos.
Okay.
That's good. That's pretty good.
So hard. We should set up a swear jar where if we swear, we have to put $50,000 into like a savings account. And then the first one of us that dies gets it? No, hold on.
For every one of us that dies,
if
you put another $50,000 in.
You don't use money. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Please.
Do you want
Do you want a Yahoo?
Here, okay. Seamless transish. This Yahoo was asked by, it was sent in by Ira Ray.
Sorry, what was the name?
Jesus. It's our first time doing the podcast.
Fat Jesus.
Fat Jesus. It was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray? Excellently
delicious.
Done. Pretend I'm your Nana. Sing for me.
Sing for me, my puppets.
Does anybody know the Wi-Fi information for City Hall?
The password is GovRocks.
I just typed, I'm the mayor, on a notepad, and I hope that it's my day. How about that? Work for me now, yeah. Wi-Fi. It's my Bim Bam day. I can't tell you who asked it, because I don't have internet access. It's asked by...
Name anyone.
I can't. I'm panicking. I can't think of a single name right now.
Steve Williams.
No, that's the mayor.
That's the mayor.
Oh man, I can't show my teeth.
Do you need my iPhone cable?
No, it's fine. I'm just not going to know who asked it. It's an eternal mystery. We'll
edit it in. Okay, everybody be super quiet because we're going to leave some silence here. If we can edit in the name, we'll dub it over.
We're not going to do this for every Yahoo.
Paging Mr.
Herb. Cool, great.
This
mystery Yahoo user asked, Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Seriously? By the way, my super smooth transition went right in the toilet. Do you think this song is disrespectful to grandmothers? Or just a nonsensical song simply meant to make people laugh? Why do you think the author chose grandma instead of grandpa or any other person? Would you play or sing this song in your grandma's company? In case you've never heard all the lyrics, because everyone's always laughing.
Are they, though?
Throughout the entire duration of the number.
Grandma got...
Okay.
I can't hear it.
Pipe down, I can't. No.
Who got hit? Is she okay?
Okay, by
I
show...
I need to know the backstory to enjoy the song.
Show of applause, who unironically has ever laughed at Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Exactly.
Don't, no, come
it
on.
Said, no,
that was even an ironic clap. I heard it like,
Yeah. I don't want to leave him hanging. Sure.
God.
I think my favorite part of this question is the idea of it being disrespectful to the Nana. And that idea of like, it comes on the radio or your playlist, and you're like, Oh, God.
She's
Grandma,
watching.
I didn't even think.
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think. It wasn't.
You're out of the wheel.
No, sorry. Good King Winsler. It's too late.
I don't know why I had my hands like Nosferatu there. Arnani is not a Nosferatu.
Arnani is a lovely woman.
Arnani is here.
Is Arnani here? Nani, are you here?
Nani.
Hey, it's Arnani. She's right there.
Nani?
Now, are you cool with this jam?
Raise your hand if Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer offends you on a spiritual level. No!
Cool.
Oh,
she's cool. Cool. Can't stay standard. Down. By the way, friends, hi, it's Justin McElroy. I'm a third of the podcast of my brother and me. If you ever want to really amp up the difficulty of your life, record a podcast for 4 years where you talk about basically the most horrible things you can imagine.
That you can't imagine. I think it comes to us from like another realm.
Then do a Christmas show in your hometown full of people. Then drink a not unconsiderable amount of whiskey backstage. Then put your Nani in the second row. Best of luck.
No press.
No press.
Does the grandma die and grandma get run over by a reindeer? Is anyone familiar? Hold on. I'll ask.
And then went through extensive physical therapy.
Every bone from this point down was shattered. Does anybody know the song better than me?
But then she learned a new lease on life and chose to leave her family. And
she got another fitness membership, and she looks great because she put in the work.
She's really doing it, and I must say, it looks terrific.
She looks awesome.
But we miss her.
We miss her. She doesn't come around now. She's always at LA Fitness.
I saw... You know, they turned this into a cartoon I watched, because I watch a lot of cartoons now, new baby.
Wait, you're showing your new baby a cartoon based on Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Does she know about death yet? This is how you're introducing the concept of death.
She doesn't die. We already established she doesn't die. But in this one, Santa finds...
Yeah, keep up, Griffin.
Yeah. Santa finds her, and she has amnesia. And he takes her back to the North Pole, and she becomes Mrs. Claus.
What?
Take that, Grandpa.
Burn.
What? Hello?
Santa stole your girl. Santa stole your girl, Grandpa. Watch your back, old man. Santa's clomping up on you.
Part of this job is to...
Gotta treat her right. Listen to that jingle bell behind you, always nipping at your heel, Grandpa. The big fat man coming up with a bowl full of jelly. Go steal your girl. It's me. Look up the chimney. I got your woman. I made my reindeers run over. I take your girl. She's mine now.
You never love her.
I love her. You don't know how to treat a woman. I'm Santa.
I saw Grandma kissing Santa Claus and then leaving with him and marrying
him. And then
I
never saw her again. We have literally just described. A big part of this job is...
She's not like me. She's going to come a lot more than once a year. You know what's up. Santa, look up your chimney. I got your girl. It's me, Santa. I'm done.
A big part of this job...
Ho, ho, ho.
is to come up with like allegories and allusions. That's basically the subtitle of the show. This is not one of them. That is literally and exactly the plot of Misery.
I was going to say Overboard.
No, it's Misery. It's Misery for sure. Y'all,
that is literally the plot of Misery.
We just did a Yahoo. Let's get a general question.
Yeah,
we're going to dip in to... Well, we're going to have to fix the mic because our dad broke it with his goof.
With his hilarious goof.
Was it worth it, Dad?
I think it was. But we are going to have some questions from the audience. Just a few, because you guys are very far away from us. And we maybe didn't think about that beforehand.
So start thinking about not a bummer.
Holiday-themed
without
questions.
Without swearing. I swear to... God.
That's okay.
We can take the Lord's name. Okay. That if anyone breaks our streak up, if we get a Baba Booey up here, I will lose my mind.
Because we've traveled back in time.
Baba Booey is still a super hot cultural reference. Justin, read me a hot cue off that list. We're on the third one.
Ahem.
Ahem. Whiskey's catching up with Papa. For the past 5 years, a friend and I would exchange gifts for...
Well, nope.
That's not a funny
you
one.
You goofed on it. I meant the real third one. With the star next to it that we used, that was our clever code to say, these are good questions. Did you see the star? And you were like, wonder what that means. Oh, well.
How did that get there?
This face paint is so hot, it's like I have 15 extra layers of skin on my face.
What you don't know is it's lead-based.
Oh, great. Read the question, Justin.
Griffin's right. Last Christmas. I come from a multi-faith family, so we celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. There's a name for that. It's Chrismica. What is the best way to fit candle nights in our already packed holiday schedule? That's from Dreidels and Donner in Dallas.
I think that candle nights solves... I mean, candle nights solves a lot of problems, just like worldwide. But eventually, it will eat both Christmas and Hanukkah for nourishment and will keep growing, and pretty soon it's going to be the only game in town.
And if you think he's being figurative, then you do
no,
not
you don't
understand candle nights.
The physiology of candle nights.
The old one that is candle nights.
The elder god that is that candle
feed,
nights.
That we have to feed lesser holidays to.
That's why we to appease him to last another millennium.
That is why Mayor Steve Williams came up with My Brother and Me Day. It was not to honor us. It was to keep him asleep.
The dark unnamed.
Far, far below the mantle of the earth.
Another quick candle nights note. As you know, candle nights is a pan-religious, pan-sexual, personal pan holiday that we made up for ourselves so everybody could have a party together. We know we have a lot of Christmas imagery on stage. That is not...
No, Tiny Tim was Jewish.
Fair enough.
Fine.
That's not for lack of trying. Griffin and I scoured every store in the tri-state area that was
we
also
went to one.
The,
we
that
went
was
to
also
one
the Target.
We
at
went
Merritt
to
Creek.
A Target.
We went to the Target at Merritt Creek, and I tell you, it's ironically for God's chosen people, you don't have a lot of selection. I didn't see a single menorah or any sort of Hanukkah decoration.
I should have grabbed it while I was in Cincinnati. We were at a CVS and saw a kid.
If this story is about the time you saw a menorah, I'm going to lose it.
No, we saw... can you believe it? No.
Where to make it off?
What?
No, we saw a kit for a Hanukkah house, which is a gingerbread house.
Can they not just...
Except the icing is blue and white.
Terrific.
Nice try, gingerbread house empire. Wait, what was the question? How do I make room for candle nights? Well, you come to the show first off. Are you here? Well,
what is going on?
Bad start. Not a great start to your candle
listeners
services.
At home, we promise there are people here.
Some people are here. You are not having a hallucination where you see other people.
Great stuff.
Was it?
This is not bad. You know, we're a little drunk, but we hope that you're enjoying the show so far. Sorry to interrupt. But we want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors here in the Money Zone.
I want to tell you about Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu is the new version of Hulu. They've just updated sort of their whole
with
brand.
With a liquid U.
With a liquid, an umlaut that they tossed in there. You've tried Hulu. Well, sorry.
You've tried Hulu.
I want to tell you about Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus. Is a new Swedish form of Hulu. No, it's an expanded Hulu Plus is an expanded, bigger, better version of Hulu that has all the current season episodes of a lot of your favorite shows like Modern Family, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart,
Modern Family.
Sorry, and it's got every episode of South Park. That's an exclusive to Hulu Plus. You're not going to see that anywhere else. If you want to stream those, this is where you're going to do it.
What's great about Hulu Plus is it works on all the devices that your mind's eye could possibly conceive of. I'm talking about smart TVs, talking about Rokus, talking about Gokus, talking about Apple TVs, talking about Snapple TVs. I'm talking about your Xbox. I'm talking about your Gexbox,
the console you use to only play
Gex,
the platformer from the mid-90s. Hulu Plus will let you watch TV in the bathroom if there's a stronger advertisement for it. I don't know what it is.
They also have original programming like East Los High, Hot Wives of Orlando, The Awesomes, Quick Draw, a lot of really good stuff on there that you won't find anywhere else because Hulu made it.
It's $8 a month. $7.99, I guess. But come on, it's $8 a month. And you're going to get your shows anytime, anywhere. Now, but, you're not going to pay $8 a month, at least not right now. You will eventually because you're going to love it so much, but we're going to give you a two-week free trial. You're going to go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother, and you're going to get a whole extra week for free.
Yep. So do that and never be bored ever again. Stave off the lonely times.
Stave off the lonely times and the holidays with and entertain your family. You know what I watched on Hulu Plus? I watched Elf, Buddy's Musical Christmas, the new animated version of Elf with Jim Parsons. It was good. It was good. And you know what's best? It was on Hulu Plus.
You are covered in barf right now, aren't you?
That's baby vomit. You know, that's my life. HuluPlus.com/mybrother.
I love that Jim Parsons. When he's just like, bazinga.
Bazinga, what a talent.
Oof.
Now, let's say I wanted to tell you that I just watched Elf, Buddy's Musical Christmas, but I don't want anybody to ever know about it.
Well, just send me an email or maybe a Facebook message or something.
Nope. Everybody's reading those. Anybody can read those.
Well, shoot.
Yeah. There's no way to be private and secure in these times. Wait.
Hold up.
Twist.
Hold the phone.
Got good news for you.
Cut the phone wires because that's how they get you.
There's a new thing. It's called Syfe. It's a next-generation messenger app that lets you take back your privacy. C-Y-P-H. Syfe.
This whole time I've been calling it Sif.
You are an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning of Cypher without the er. Like, seriously.
Right. And Sif sounds like a, I don't know, like a shorthand way of well, it's Candle Night, so. Syfe was founded by former SpaceX engineers.
Whoa. So that's real science.
They know how to, like, send messages to like, Jupiter and stuff. So that I'm pretty sure they have terrestrial communications basically on lockdown at this point. Syfe is free to use, works on desktops, works on tablets, works on phones, and you can securely send photos through Syfe, and messages.
They got more stuff coming, too. There's going to be secure voice and video calling, Bitcoin integration, anonymous Syfing via Tor, and it's really impressive. So you can start Syfing right now. I don't know if you want to jar into that, but they're making a go of it, so here we are. You can start Syfing right now at Syfe.com. That's Cyph.com. If you go to Syfe.com/mybrother, or we've just been alerted, Syfe.horse.
That's great.
That's fantastic. You'll be bumped to the top of the invite list for early access of the next version of Syfe. Syfe.
Lock your stuff down, because they are happy Candle Nights. I want you all to have a wonderful holiday season. They're coming for you and everything that you have.
Syfe it.
Lock it right up. I've got a message for Noah from Bail Bonds.
Bail Bonds.
That is Barry Bonds' little brother.
Bail.
Hi, yes, I am Bail. Will I play the baseball too?
No, Bail.
No, Bail, you can't.
You have no arms.
You have no skin.
You have no skin,
you
Bail.
You have no skin, Bail. The baseball would hurt you terribly.
What's the message?
The message for Noah from Bail Bonds is, happy we haven't planned a wedding in a year day. Happy Candle Nights. Happy 30th birthday. You're the only person I'm always happy to be around. Thanks for loving me, and I'll do the same. P.S., there's a gift hidden in the house that starts with, that's W-H, and ends in isky. So, wah isky. Find it. Love, Bailey.
Aww, that's very sweet. I got a message for Laura Clues from Michael and Jeff. The message is, happiest of birthdays, Lou, from your adoring brothers. And I think this is just put in is like to raise the difficulty curve on us. From your adoring brother, McOos. It's M-apostrophe-C-O-O-S-E. McOos, I think. And your dearest, Gwef.
Guegofui
is what brings us together today.
Happy birthday, Lou, Laura, Clues, whatever you want to go by.
Clue Dog.
And happy everything to Noah. Noah, you got sort of a scattershot approach to well wishes there.
Yeah.
Just sort of threw the well wish spaghetti at the wall. It's all what stuck. And you know what? Everything stuck. You just wasted a bunch of spaghetti.
I hope you had a great birthday, Lou, and thanks to Michael and Jeff for purchasing the message. If you want to get a message like this, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and you can set that up. There's a little bit of a backlog, so if you want one in the next few months, you should hurry over and do that. Okay, so we're going to go back to the show. One note about the section you're about to hear during it, as you're listening to it, please imagine our dad, dressed as Santa Claus, sneaking on stage to put a note in a boot.
And none of us noticing.
And none of us noticing. And just know that that is happening during the next bit, so you won't be completely lost.
And a happy candlelight. If I don't see you again, good morning, good afternoon, happy candlelight.
Happy candlelight, everybody.
That is a joke from that movie. What was it?
Happy Truman Show, everybody.
Happy Truman Show to you and all your kin.
How about I read another question? Let me go to...
I have something to say really quick. I have an apology to make. Usually at this point in the show, I would do a sad lib. But
there, don't but. Encourage him. There's nothing funny about it whatsoever.
We have sustained the elder gods to a point where we can manifest our own will in the material plane. So because of that power, we have eradicated it from existence. You're welcome, everybody.
But I want to apologize because in the holiday hustle and bustle, I ran out of time. We'll edit this out, right?
Yeah, yes, sure.
Okay. And I apologize because I did not write one.
Really?
I just wanted to let you know. So now we may move on.
You know that we had like a super long time to prep stuff, and you could have done it during the time where we were upstairs eating Subway. You could have like sat down, done a tweet.
Do you know how much time goes into creating a sad lib?
Like 4 minutes. Like
4 minutes. I saw it. Yeah. I've seen it before.
I did not have.
That one's unplugged, so I don't know what's going on.
And that one's inflated. Wait, hold on.
And that one's riding a sweet jet ski. God, if you're not here, guys, you're just not going to get a lot of the stuff that's going on. Travis, what are you doing?
It looks like there's something in the stocking.
It looks like there's something in the stocking, you say.
Oh no! Oh no!
Thank you. You're doing the Lord's work out there.
Wait. It says here that you guys helped with this a little bit?
We did, Merry Candle Nights. Fun game for the audience. Listen and see if you can pick out what words Justin and I submitted to this horrible, horrible bit that has never worked. 231 episodes. Go for Travis.
'Twas the shunt before Candle Nights, when all through the gulp, not a corn maze was spelunking, not even a bum. The dumpos were hung by the commode with nougat, in the hopes that Corn Cob Boy soon would be there.
Travis, you're going to have to slow down for laughter.
Okay.
So you got to pause for applause, baby.
The dirigibles were nestled all snug in their bupkis.
I get it.
While visions of Quasimodo danced in their butts.
That was a good one.
And Mama in her buttress, and I in my front butt.
Are you guys eight?
Had just settled our belch for a long winter squeegee. When out on the flugelhorn, there arose such a jackanape. I sprang from my jello to see what was the matter. Away to the imbroglio, I flew like a skeet. Tore open the Chattanoogan and threw open the McLobster. When what to my wondering razzle-dazzle did appear but a miniature griffin and eight tiny jortsmen. With a little old
wormy.
It's
a long one, huh?
With a little old wormy so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Moist.
Stop
now Randy,
it!
Now Randy, now Deborah, now Humdrum, now Astral. On Chrysanthemum, on Reiterate, on Capitulate.
How much should we charge for tickets? Do you remember?
Too much.
He was dressed all in pumpernickel from his head to his foot.
Oh, crap.
And his pianists were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His farts, how they twinkled.
Oh, my God.
His Teflon, how merry. His cheeks were like Constantinople. His nose like a scrumdiddlyumptious. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old smackdown. And I puked when I saw him in spite of myself. And laying his mollycoddle aside of his front butt.
Front butt twice. Good work, job, Ward Smiths.
And giving in, I'm so sorry. of the dead Travis he rose. But that's I heard good. Him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Candle Nights to all, and to all a good worst thing that happens in the podcast.
Thank you all. Thank you all for sitting through the last Sad Libs ever, and now it's canonical. How long have we been going? Like 3 years?
A lot of people do the "this isn't funny, but we're doing it anyway" bit. Not a lot of people have the strength of will to commit to really not making it funny. We're not, it's not a goof. It's really not in any way entertaining. Griffin and I are joking.
I do it for the poetry?
Yeah. Maybe if we do a few more Huntington Live shows, they'll name you like Poet Laureate of Huntington, West Virginia.
Mayor Williams?
I got a Yadru for everybody, if you're into that. This Yadru Mystery Nights was sent in by Drew Davenport. Thank you, level 8,000. Yadru Shaman, Drew Davenport. It's asked by Yahoo Answers. I forgot. I can't see that data because I am not connected to the website. Craig.
As my Yahoo Answers user, Craig Ferguson. Who asked?
No, it's just Craig? Question mark. Craig?
Craig?
Craig asked, if you gave people your greatest gift, what would that be?
I just did.
No.
You better hope you didn't.
It's all I've got.
My best gift then in that context would be a sharp editor's eye, a keen eye on the old Audacity track. God, my greatest gift.
That's my greatest gift.
I would probably make them French toast. I'm pretty baller at that.
You ain't got nice French toast?
I would say probably tender kisses.
Anything special about them or just like... That's
all over.
My greatest gift would be for me to film Travis giving you the kisses.
Because you want to remember. It goes by so quickly. I mean, it takes 14 minutes, but it seems like it goes
by. I would upload them into iMovie. I would use that one that looks like a map opening up. And I would put some music underneath it. Something real nice.
Some Five for Fighting. Some Superman by
I
Five for Fighting.
I can't stand you. That's what
Travis, we need to kiss them for 3 minutes and 5 seconds, which is the runtime of Superman by Five for Fighting. And I'll tell you all someday why I know that information.
Well, it's going to work because when I kiss people, I do it like one might apply a glue stick and I push
to their own body? Who does that?
I push on and then maintain the same pressure and then just move.
You maintain contact.
Around.
Like a slug. It feels like a slug.
Have you
it's slug like.
Fish that clean your fish thing for you?
Right. A remore, right, I believe, is what those are called. You're a doctor fish, is what you're saying. Did you just point to your wife, like, tell him about the great kisses I give you?
Take a minute.
You want to come on stage and talk about my precious kisses?
5 out of 5 would kiss again.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Can I get sidebar real quick? Super quick sidebar?
Sure.
I know the bit that we talked about was that we wouldn't see Santa when he came out to put the thing in the boot.
Oh, okay. Parting the kimono a little bit.
No, listen. I accidentally looked to the left because I was like, where is he? And because I thought he wasn't out yet, and I saw him, and it scared the hell out of me. You may have noticed a moment where I seemed suddenly terrified for an instant. Imagine you're just like doing your podcast here, and then you adjust like pan left, and there's a Santa who's just been there the whole time. It was really scary.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm still trying to get over it.
Can I ask you a question?
Hit me.
Have you seen Sydney since we started?
No.
She's been spirited away to the North Pole. You've lost her forever.
Oh! He stole my girl!
He can treat her better than you can. It's just the truth.
He's got all the Orlando Bloom she wants.
She's going to be swimming
That's
in
tough.
Blooms.
That is tough.
Do another question?
Well, should we take a question from the...
Let's do a few more, because we got a bunch of... Oh, okay.
Well, let's say this. We're going to do one more prepped question, and then we're going to do an audience question.
Hog wild.
Have one ready, and be ready to hustle, because you've got to make it...
You literally need to run.
Don't stamp. Don't rush up here. Just raise a hand, and we'll point in a direction. But seriously, you better come correct. Ooh, I'd be scared.
He's making a list, and he's stealing your wife.
I am in charge of making... I am in charge of making desserts this year for the Candle Night celebration. I love baking, but I'm worried I might go a bit overboard. So I'd just like to know, how many cookies are too much? That's from Countless Cookies in California.
Oh, God.
Too many cookies.
What a...
Too many.
Cultural references.
Topical humor.
He's got it all. Four cookies. The answer is four cookies. Four per person. Check your Heloise. Check your Betty Crocker. That's the formula. Everybody's going to eat
what
four.
What if you only want two?
Then somebody else has to eat six. I guess. I'm not a scientist.
It's a one cookie in, one cookie out policy.
The dessert, I made two desserts before the boys came in. I made chocolate peppermint popcorn, which Sydney and I did after Charlie went to bed. And we
Is
also
this going to be
made,
funny at any point, or are you just sort of bragging about your...
I thought we were done with the funny parts.
Okay.
Did a cornflake wreath. And I was curious, this is fact finding, this is not for jokes. Did anybody make cornflake wreaths when they were in their area? Is that a regional thing? Or is it just a West Virginia thing? You just applaud.
You can't ask like a broad, you have to do yes or no applaud. Yeah. What area are you from?
I kind of made them.
Okay, we'll go state by state. Alaska.
I ate a...
No.
Upper Montana.
Upper Montana. No.
I ate a regular wreath once.
I was high.
I don't know who this character is.
Mr. Bad Claps.
He's a weird ghost drunk.
He's drunk ghost baby.
I don't know. Hands together. I don't know.
A lot of this is going to be contingent on your bank of cookie points. A lot of people don't save those up for the holidays, but you got to because it's like the best time to trade them in. A lot of people, what's up?
Griffin smacked a cookie out of my hand in my own home.
I was actually watching him eat chocolate peppermint popcorn, trying to do the cookie math in my head. Like, that was a big chocolate chunk, so I'm going to say maybe 14 cookie points for that. It was hard. It was very flying by the seat
today
of our pants.
We got lunch. Now food stories. We were prepping for the show. And apparently there's a new restaurant in Huntington called Cookout.
Cookout.
And
what's up, Huntington? All my homies from Cookout here?
We got lunch for six people. It was $31.
It was lovely.
Thanks, Cookout. You did it.
I have not had vegetables in like 3 days because we've been traveling. And I said, could I just get like some vegetables? And their response was, ooh.
Onion rings?
So I had a hamburger with extra lettuce and tomato. So it's like a salad on my burger.
It's a salad sandwich. Should we get some folks up here?
Who wants to ask us a good question and do a good job? Right there.
25%
right there.
House lights.
I'm pointing ready. No, but behind. Right there. No. Yes.
Well, yes, you.
Come on up.
A nice cold burn.
You guys can pick next.
Okay. What are we going to do?
Fill it.
Everybody, a big hand. Round of applause.
Go that way. Yeah, we're the... Go to where the flamingo is.
Go between the water sleigh Santa and the lit up flamingo.
Don't screw this up.
Don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
Don't screw this up, though.
No pressure. All right. So, candlelight, lots of friends, lots of family, getting together.
Louder, louder, please.
Netflix or Hulu Plus thing. Don't know how to pick it. Spend an hour looking. How do I eliminate that problem?
Are you looking for some hot flicks recommendations right now?
I'm looking for a method to pick a Netflix or Hulu thing without wasting everybody's time.
Okay, that's
There's
not...
a thing called a queue.
Yeah, just have your queue loaded up with all your latest and greatest picks. Sometimes, you know, you can misjudge the Netflix pick. Sometimes you think you want to watch that Russian documentary about models that are really put through the ringer, and you get about halfway through and you think, I didn't want to watch them. Really?
In the holidays? It
has a lot of fans.
You know what Grandma and Auntie Helen will love? The one about the Russian models who've been put through the ringer.
Has anybody ever gotten so frustrated with the pressure? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir.
Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
That's a great name.
Has anybody ever gotten so bogged down by the pressure that Jeffrey is describing that you say to yourself, Jeffrey, I'm done. I'm not going to pick a movie. I'm just going to play literally the first, whatever is on screen at the time and leave the room.
Secrets of NIMH. Enjoy.
Secrets of NIMH. I'm out. Jeffrey out.
This is a true story.
That's a punishment. Enjoy this, judgy.
This is a true story, Jeffrey. Don't do this.
Jeffrey.
It was Christmas Eve, I want to say 3 years ago, and I was by myself at your guys' old place, the one that the tree destroyed, and it was Christmas Eve, by myself, doing laundry in your house, by myself, turn on the TV, and what was on the TV, it was a documentary that I thought, I want to watch this, it's Christmas Eve,
by
the documentary
yourself.
Was Dear Zachary, yeah,
that's a good one.
Woo. That one's a slam dunk. Santa popped down the chimney like, oh, ho, oh, no, no. They did what to the kid? No.
So, Jeffrey, we don't have an answer for you, but take comfort in the fact that no matter how bad you do, it won't be worse
won't be
than
as
Griffin.
Bad as that. Yeah.
I do have an answer for you, Jeff.
Oh, gosh.
Here it is.
You got to throw it out to the room and not take all that pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. You get, whatever the controller is in your hand, and you feel like it all rests on you. And
it is.
It's okay to say, what do you want to watch?
What do you want to watch, tough guy?
Or just turn off the video on demand services. Turn it on TV. There's always something on. Although, everybody here, first of all, thanks for being here. Second of all...
You could be watching Rudolph.
Nope. Right now, and you're welcome, you could be watching Jingle All the Way 2 on ABC Family. We have protected almost 600 people.
Quarantined you.
Viral payload. You're the only safe people left in the world. It's just us now.
The doors are sealed.
We love those.
We have to repopulate.
We're going
to
start a new society. Everybody start making love. Because nothing puts.
No dirty words. There will be adult situations.
It's whoopee time.
Because nothing puts people in the mood better than a fat Jesus telling them to make love. Hey,
cool.
Jeff, good job, man.
Jeff,
you're done.
You did it. Crushed it. Let's get somebody from the maybe. Oh, yeah.
Wait, you pick. Griffin.
No. Well, no, this person's already moving in. Yes, do it.
Yes,
finish it.
Yes, come on.
Come on down.
Come on.
It's a great coat.
I sneezed earlier and I wiped my nose and I had this paint on and I forgot to put it on. I almost walked out without reapplying and it looked like I had done reverse cocaine. Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Ben Thurston from Richmond, Virginia.
What's up?
Richmond! Richmond crowd. No, okay.
What's up?
For the past year or two, I've been involved. I don't know exactly how to say it. I've been riding.
You're doing great so far. Hang in there.
I can't hear you.
It's fine.
Okay. With moped clubs.
Oh, sweet.
Which essentially are motorcycle club light. So motorcycle club is basically motorcycle gang.
I'm familiar with.
Okay. Explain what a moped was.
Yeah.
It's basically like a motorcycle
with pedals.
How is the club going?
Please finish your question. We're haranguing you.
A lot of my friends who are not involved with the moped community
just don't get it.
Exactly.
They're called mopedestrians.
That was all right.
How dare you?
And you're asking...
Well, should I listen to what they say?
Never?
No. Okay.
Is that, was that it? Because...
No,
well,
I...
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. What's your name, sir?
Ben Thurston.
Ben. Just Ben is fine, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben. We're not getting married, Ben. We're just doing a podcast. Ben... When you feel the wind rushing through your hair at 15 miles an hour,
getting somewhere moderately faster than walking.
When you see a recovering grandma jogging past you, you think that their japes are gonna penetrate your psyche? They're not. You're gonna be thinking about one thing only, and that is freedom.
Do you know, Ben? Real talk. If I may, ignore everyone else.
Whew. Okay, can I use the bathroom?
Yeah. Here's the deal, Ben. What that is you found a thing that makes you happy and that you enjoy. And for whatever reason, there are people in your life that look at something that you take unashamed happiness in, and they don't feel that, and so they mock it. Mm. And they won't accept the fact that you are unironically unashamed of how much you love
someone. Would you ironically ride the moped?
Now, you interrupted me a few times, so...
Well, tough, buddy. Hey, it's my Bim Bam Day. It's not...
How dare you?
I'll interrupt whoever I want. If the president walked in, I'd be like, hold up, wait. I got a butt joke to make.
Well,
okay, keep going.
We were getting serious for a second. It's not mockery.
Uh-huh.
It's a serious...
They're worried about you.
Yeah.
He's too real. We lost him.
Is it dangerous?
I saw a Tom Wolfe novel in his back pocket the other day. He's too far gone. We'll never get him back.
I'm going to shift to the other side of I also think it's possible to begin to love something too much. That becomes like your defining feature.
Are you moped dude? You're not wearing moped attire, I don't think.
No.
You do have a hole in your jeans. Is that from a wicked accident?
Yes.
They just spin out on 60, going 15?
Like every time anything gets brought up, you somehow compare it to mopeds? And you're like, oh, yeah, who wants to go out to dinner? Speaking of going out, have you guys ever gone out on a moped?
I think mopeds are rad. I think they are fuel efficient. What do you get? What do you get with your ride?
I don't have a moped. I have a scooter. There's a difference.
Gosh, no, you're the freest person I've ever met.
I think you are living so right. And if anybody gives you trouble, you call me. Here's my number.
He's a creepy ghost.
I'm a creepy ghost. I will haunt
creepy,
them. I'll
ghost.
Float around.
Are you ever worried that the people in Moped Club will know that really you just ride a scooter and they'll find you out?
No, because he would go much, 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 much faster than them. Way, way, super fast. And he would get there like spry as a spring chicken. They'd be like, our legs are tired because we've been pedaling our motorcycles.
I don't think you know what a moped is.
But don't let them us get you down. You're living so right, and I'll beat up anybody who says differently. Griffin McElroy guarantee.
Big hand of applause for Ben, everybody. Ben. You know, the good news is about Ben's club is no matter how bad it goes, it can't be worse than the scooter club my friend Jason Eldridge tried to start in college. My friend Jason tried to start a scooter club, and it was late, and he decided we were going to start a scooter club. That scooter club total got up to one, and it was Jason. And eventually, Jason's scooter got repossessed, and he's such a nice guy, he helped the nice man load his scooter into the truck as it got repossessed.
As they say, I also don't think I should have.
You're right. I made a bad adult decision. You're right.
Take this from me. I can't be trusted.
Jason here? Jason, are you here?
No,
Jason,
somebody.
Your voice is what?
Jason is here. He told me he's here.
Yes. One time I watched Justin wreck on Jason's scooter going -4 miles an hour while he was screaming the Knight Rider theme song. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I wish everyone in the universe had been there to share in that magic moment with me. Should we get another? Let's get someone on this. In this, I saw.
No, that person.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, the one who just pointed to your head.
No, wait. What? I can't tell who we're pointing.
Oh, Christ.
Right there. Okay, no, you, ma'am. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you.
Yes.
Come on up.
Sorry.
Woo!
A lot of false flags there. Sorry, everybody.
Fill the silence. Fill it.
I've been doing shows in this theater since I was 10 years old. You know what my first one was?
Huck Finn?
I couldn't remember. I was hoping she'd be up here.
Okay,
already.
Cool. Good segue. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I have a question about Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm out of breath.
Don't recognize it as a holiday, but go ahead.
But okay. I do like the preface.
I think that's night 16 of Candle Nights is...
Yeah, so okay. I have a question about the 16th of Candle Nights.
Yeah. Where do you find all the sheep?
Let her ask her question.
Sorry, go ahead with your question.
So I'm Jewish, and my fiancé is Christian, and so his family, we live far away from his family, so sometimes for the 16th, the sheep night of Candle Night.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sheep miss.
If you say the sheep night, well,
right, okay,
we
so sometimes
it.
For the sheep night, we would go visit his family, but this year we're not, so we're just by ourselves, him a sort of Christmas person, and me not a Christmas person.
I have a great documentary you could watch that night if... A kid dies. Sorry, if you haven't seen it, a kid dies. It sucks. Go on.
So we don't really have any big plans for the holiday. We're going to do presents on the 17th.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I forgot the bit we were doing.
Yeah.
So we're going to, Christmas Day, we're going to do some Christmassy stuff, but we don't have plans for Christmas Eve. And another non-Jewish friend of mine invited us to, no, a Jewish friend of mine, non-Christian.
I'm going to take notes.
Okay.
Griffin, your notes are the scribblings of a crazy person.
They're all Adventure Zone notes. It's like train robbery? Goblins?
One just says
sure,
PDF
why not?
Question
Please
marks.
Finish your question. We are the rudest human beings on the planet, but it is Mabim Bam Day, so what's up?
So we don't have Christmas Eve plans. We were invited to like a sort of Christmas orphan non like for the Jews and Muslims sort of party.
Sure.
Yeah.
The question is, so he's got like a nostalgic attachment to Christmas Eve, but we don't have Christmas Eve family plans.
You don't have the trappings.
Exactly.
Okay.
So should we go to this non-Christmassy party for folks who aren't visiting their family, or should we spend Christmas Eve just the two of us and our cats?
How many cats?
Two.
Are they cool?
Oh, two.
Yeah, no, they're super cool.
Okay. Well, that's a horse of different color.
Which is ironic because that was the line that Justin said as Lord Growly.
Oh my God, you're right.
In Wizard of Oz.
Anyway, true. To answer the
What's
question
up?
That the person directly in front of us just asked, man, that's gonna be hard because your boyfriend is gonna roll up like, time to knit a stocking for everyone because that's what I've done my whole time on this planet.
Wait, is your boyfriend here?
Yeah, he's over there.
So,
hey. Here's what you guys have got. And it's a really great opportunity to now just do whatever you want and then let it shake out what becomes a new tradition.
Right.
You can really like wheat and chaff this and say like, we're gonna do these 10 things. I liked 4 of them. We'll keep those 4 and the other 6 we don't have to do again.
That's the problem. How many traditions do you think have been started by people doing something once and they hated it, but no one wanted to admit it to anybody else. They've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah. And then the next year, they're like, we need to sing in front of Nana again, right?
We got
to
sing in front of Nana, I guess.
Are we going to have time for our annual Dear Zachary viewing?
And Nana's sitting there going, they're not going to sing in front of me again.
Oh,
right?
God, they're so bad.
So bad, I don't even want to sing with them.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can make your own traditions now, and that's a very special process. But I totally get wanting to...
That was my
Justin's leaking.
I'm about to disagree. That's my noise. I'm about to disagree. I think it's better to be with a bunch of people. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying to be alone. I'm saying make the traditions with other people.
Boyfriend?
Your official title,
here's
boyfriend.
Here's the thing. You cannot,
Craig,
enforce your traditions because...
Wow, you're really putting Craig on blast
sorry,
right now.
I'm sorry, Craig. I love you, but if you...
What did Craig do to deserve this?
Listen Look, here, you jerk word. And that's the best I could
no,
do.
No, but in all honesty, like, if you try to recreate those traditions, like, you can do them, but you can't expect the same results as it was when you were with
I
your family.
I don't
your
know.
Thing.
I don't know what point Travis transitioned, like, guy at 2 a.m. and you're both really drunk, and he's like, no.
No,
listen,
you listen, no.
Listen to me. Sit down.
It's my turn
Lean
now.
Back in the beanbag. It's MBMBAM
Day.
It's MBMBAM
Day. There's three
Day.
Of us.
All I'm All I'm saying is that it's the expectation game of you can roll up and do your tradition and relive that experience, but it's with a new set of people and new variables, and it will be different, and inherently the tradition will alter because you have new people.
Is the tradition, could there be a tradition that you're maintaining that's something awesome already, like, oh, my whole life on Christmas Eve, I get turnt. Let's go to a party. And it's like, what do you do, Craig? What's his name? Can you just...
Tanner.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Craig.
Craig is better.
Stick with Craig.
What do you do, Craig? He's like, I get totally turnt. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then you all do it together. That's how traditions get born.
This year for Thanksgiving, I went and hung out. We went to...
I just crushed it with the, this is how traditions are born.
No, it's great. We went to an orphan's Thanksgiving thing, and my new friend...
Where is everybody find all these orphans?
My new friend, Wee Sam, came downstairs, and he goes, so before dinner, do you guys want to shoot bow and arrow? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, always.
So we went in the back of their apartment complex.
Well, not
and
there.
And shot a bow and arrow into a cardboard box. Because we're adults.
Yeah, that's sweet. Do stuff like that. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I believe in you.
Thanks,
Joey.
What do you think?
Every year, my family gets together to decorate the tree.
We all eat cookies and stuff. It's great.
There's just one problem. You know what? I'm going to read a question. No, there's just one problem. I hate decorating the tree. I'm bad at it. But my parents insist I help. This year I tried to hang out in the same room reading a book while they decorated.
Hiding from Christmas.
They were not having it and forced me to help. Am I a bad person for not enjoying this part of Christmas?
Yes.
Am I required to help?
Yes.
That's from Decorating Dingus in Minnesota.
Can I, sorry, just to break the flow of the show, can we turn the house lights off? Because I can see everyone and it's giving me the yips. Give me a
turn
a
off those yip lights.
Please, sweet
Make
Jesus.
Make the people disappear.
I'll
Make them
it.
Disappear.
There they go.
There they go.
It's just us again.
Goodbye.
Hey,
we're back in the bubble.
How is anyone bad at decorating a Christmas tree? It's literally, are you
they
putting everything?
They decoration up and it's 6 inches away from the tree. And
they just drop it on the ground. They're putting everything on one branch. It's like a beautiful Christmas horn.
Steve, you just put them in your beard again.
Oh, Steve. You ate the popcorn garland and then you just kept eating ornaments right off the tree like some sort of giraffe.
Also, I want to say this. I love that you said, okay, I'm bad at it. I don't like it. So this year, I hung out in the same room, thumbs up, and read a book, thumbs down.
Was the book How to Be Good at Basic Human Tasks? Like putting baubles on branches?
Couldn't you at least watch the baubles being put on the branch and say, good job.
You see it. You
good
see
job.
It.
Good
job.
Good bauble placement, Nana.
Here's the learning curve for baubles on branches. Boop. One time and you got the logistics of it down.
No, you hung them on the wrong tree.
You went next door. You broke into the house next door and put it on their tree. How are you so bad at this? Are you a cat that's been transformed into a human today?
You knocked them all off. That's the opposite of what we wanted.
This is a pretty funny podcast. I'm just watching it over here and it's pretty funny.
We do a pretty good job.
Let me try one. Hold on. Could you crush up all ornaments and throw them in the chimney? The kid does his best. I don't know what to tell you.
Justin out.
Justin did a great thing with his face.
we need subtitles. On
I show. Really like the idea of like a Christmas tradition where it's all about...
We're done talking about Christmas traditions. That was the last one.
No,
we're on
but
to,
this idea of like we do it all together.
Yeah.
And it's a family thing. But only five of us are good at it.
Right.
Susan, another great year. Banner year.
Great year, Susan.
Steven, killed it. Deborah, I'm touched. Brad.
Brad, you spray painted the tree, Brad, with spray paint, Brad.
Solid D minus.
Better than last year.
You threw it out the window. And
you threw it out the window.
Spit on it.
Brad, you got trapped in the tree.
You got stuck in the tree.
Brad, you're stuck in the tree. Get out of there.
Oh, Brad.
Oh,
you
Brad.
Dummy.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, Brad.
Just hang out with your family and do
Are we done
thing.
Yet, Griffin?
Yeah, it's been about six years.
Do you guys want another one, or are you done? You spent...
All right, last one. Last one.
That's the closest we get to encore.
Feeling.
Yeah. What?
What?
Dark turn.
It's starting to seem like we shouldn't do another one, gang.
Griffin?
Oh, a Yahoo.
If you got one. You guys want a Yahoo or regular question? Cool, that was not good planning on my part. I'm sorry. So who makes cornflake wreaths? Just shout out your home state.
Oh, God, this is really hard. This one, you think?
Yeah.
All right, this one was sent in by Rachel Sperling. Recognize that game, everybody. Take a moment of silent reflection and appreciation of the game. There it is, Rachel Sperling, thank you. It's asked by Yahoo Answers. Oh, I did it again! I can't read it. No internet.
This is what it was like in olden times.
Marshawn asks.
Marshawn Lynch asks.
Marshawn Lynch asks, how do I come up with my own punching combos?
I'm sick of using other people's.
I thought, like, holiday, you drink punch. So we...
Wait, Griffin, I'm going to veto. Give me another one. Give me a different one.
A different right. Yahoo?
Yeah, give me a different one. You got a lot? Give me another one.
You just don't want this one?
I'm just not interested.
Throw it back. It's a little too small.
What about that?
Who here isn't sick of punching combo
what
jokes?
About
I had a whole bunch of Zangief goofs I was really waiting to bust out. But I guess I'll pocket those for the next time I can talk about Zangief. Which will be never. Thanks for the great Christmas, Justin. The paint wore off my face. I'm white with shock right now that you could be so inconsiderate. They're all terrible comparatively, but okay.
What about that clothing store? Give me that one.
Yeah, sure. This one was sent in by Shelby Lorman. I don't have a fun thing for you, Shelby.
Justin killed all of Griffin's fun.
It's in local businesses, other local businesses. Pretty good categorizing Yahoo. This mystery user asked, good names for teen clothing store?
Now, the question's not that good, but I bet, are there answers?
There are so many great answers. Thank you for asking, Justin.
Okay. What does Yahoo Answers think she should call her teen clothing store?
And keep in mind, real people thought these were a real good idea.
John.
Now, keep in mind, someone sat at a computer and is like, what am I going to do today?
Let me see. Tip tap, tip tap. Fashion writer was the first one. That's writer, R-I-D-E-R. And that's a pretty sick name for a...
I am the fashion writer.
Fashion writer?
Agent X said The Shack. Okay.
Okay.
A little sure. Non-specific. Lady Thunder or Lady Thunder.
Is that what it sounds like with a space and without a space? Is that what that was?
Lady Thunder. Western Sahara. What?
What?
You know how teens, they like clothes and dry places.
Sure.
Right.
They don't want to mold.
Steve Zahn movies. He was in Sahara.
And that's your Steve Zahn fact of the day.
If this is your first time tuning in.
Welcome to Steve Zahn Day here in Huntington, West Virginia.
Desert Gyms.
What?
What's the desert hangout?
Desert Gyms?
Did I miss, like, what's a good name for my teen fashion store and also sand?
Young and fun.
How about young or fun?
Sure. I'm super old. Your clothes don't work for me, but watch me juggle. American Teen. Come on. American Teen again by a different person.
Two different people.
Somebody read the first time, they're like, that's good, I'm taking that.
I just wanted to feel like I'm also contributing.
That's way better than what I had. American Teen.
Samuel said, fashionable for teens. So that's a very specific type of clothing for people who have been alive 14 years and nobody else. Jerry says American teen.
Jerry!
Postal P says American teen. Guys, read it. Read it above. It's just above.
Are we missing? Are we not tapping into the zeitgeist here? It sounds like the people are ready for a teen clothing store
if
called American Teen.
If we open a teen clothing store called American Teen, there would be like 13,000 Yahoo Answers users who'd be like, hey, wait just a gosh darn second.
That was my title. Copyright me.
Nihar says, Dream World.
Whoa.
What about Cool World?
Mocklesser says, Rag Day.
It sure is not Rad Threads with a Z.
That's all the good ones. What okay. are teens?
What about this?
Yeah.
Travis's.
Travis's Teen Queen Boutique.
Travis's Inconvenient Alibi. For kids.
What would you have at Travis's? I'm assuming you are the owner and proprietor of
Travis's. You're the titular Travis.
I am just lead investor.
Okay.
I've been looking to brand.
Yeah, I'll give you the front money. One thing. I don't know what teens are into. There's more pages, but sadly, no
Here's
one will
I
ever know
that
them.
Teens love.
Yes, please.
Spooky nerds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I can sell this for $89, a slight markup on the price I paid for it. God, I hope this goof was worth $85 to everyone here and not the people listening because they can't see my awesome nighty and floral bonnet.
New Kids on the Block.
Don't.
My Little Pony.
Not close.
Cereal.
That, yes.
Cereal.
But
spelling.
Got you.
So if I can combine those five things.
Yeah.
In a one look.
That's Travis's.
That's
lowercase t, because it's trendy.
Oh, yeah.
It's open for a half hour a day.
I'm looking for investors.
There's no payphone outside. Don't bother looking.
And the show's over.
And that's the end? That seemed like a pretty good end for our podcast.
Welcome to the series finale of season one.
The first 231
rotation.
Episode, first season. No one else has the...
It's an arc. Do you see it?
No one else has the guts to do it.
My thing
we did. Okay, so. Thank
you. Read it. Do the close it out. Come on.
Griffin's literally falling apart.
We are all...
oh, God, is it almost midnight? My ectoplasm.
I guess, most notably, thank you all for being here.
Oh my God.
At Huntington City Hall Auditorium to
there
watch
There are people
us.
Who got on a plane to come to this.
Real quick.
They're regretting it.
Did anybody come more than 100 miles? Just raise your hand. Okay, anybody come more than 200?
This is the worst
More
game.
Than 300? 400? 500?
I know there are people here from Switzerland. Are you here?
Switzerland? Anybody from Switzerland?
They didn't make it? Okay,
no, right
I was going to say.
Switzerland? Well, there we go.
Well,
hey!
Buy that's, them a drink.
That's bananas.
I'd ask if anybody came from further than Switzerland, but there is no place further than Switzerland. Read a book.
Because it's a made-up country.
It's Narnia. So thank you all for coming. Thank you to Arnani for being here and everybody else who we know.
But mostly Arnani.
Arnani mainly. For being here. Hi, Nani. Thank you to everybody for coming. Thank you to Mayor Steve Williams.
Mayor Steve Williams, give it up.
Thank you, City Hall staff. Thank you, City of Huntington. Thank you, Chase and Gorilla Foot Productions. Thank you.
Everybody who volunteered. There's so many people who volunteered.
So many volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you guys
Clint McElroy, our daddy. He's on the Adventure Zone with us. This is another podcast. Listen to it. Teresa and Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you, the Billions Corporation, Josh, are our agents. Thank you, Michael Sullivan, for running our tech. He does another podcast called Slightly Limber in Pants. I hope they come back.
Woo!
And start listening to that again. Thank you, the Maximum Fun Network. Thank you to Sawbones.
Yeah.
Marital Tour of Misguided Medicine. Thank you to all of you for coming to close out the show. If you've never listened, every time we have Griffin give us one last Yahoo answer. It's something to grow on, to think about, to dream about, to
live in,
absorb.
To stand in.
To stand in.
Stand in your truth.
And I wanna hear that last one right now, Griffin.
Okay. It was sent in by Nick Key. Thank you, Nick. Can't tell you who asked it. I'm Santa sorry, Claus. Everybody. Santa Claus asks, oh, cool. is it wrong to have a fetish for gingerbread men?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Thank you.
Hang on, it's so tall. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, I'm as between the tree. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas,
oh my God.
Fireside's blazing.
Thank you.